You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Any of them savvy English?
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
I can see things no one else can see.
Obviously, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything.
It's all in the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, podcast all about the greatest movie ever made, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke, that's all you really need to know about me, but I'm a super fan of this movie, and that's why I started a fan page on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at Bigger Trouble in Little China. So let's get started, and welcome to It's All in the Reflexes.
Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail.
So in this episode, I'm going to talk about Big Trouble in Little China, Part 2. Will there be, or should there be, a sequel to the greatest movie ever made? I say no, leave it alone. Stay away from it. Don't make a remake. Don't make a sequel. Unless you could really get all the main cast back together. But I still think you should just keep away from it. But that's not the world we live in. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen one day. And it's just inevitable. It's just how it works in the movie world. And it still looks like The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, is still moving forward with it. It's on his IMDb page. And, like, I have talked about this before, but it's not going to be a remake anymore. So it was going to be a remake, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson was going to play Jack Burton, and the script was written. And the script was written by, his name is Ashley Miller. He's worked on, he did a screenplay, he did the first class, X-Men First Class, and the Thor screenplay as Ashley Edward Miller. He's worked on The Fringe, the TV show Fringe, the Terminator series, Andromeda, Twilight Zone. He wrote Agent Cody Banks. Recent thing, something called Dota, Dragon's Blood, 24 episodes, I'm not sure what that is. And a TV series called Law, but I think that didn't. It looks like he's done a lot of production work as well, like as a producer on most of those shows I just listed. He was also consulting producer on Black Sails and that TV show Law that I said. So, but I believe this is that original script when The Rock was going to play Jack Burton. Now, there was a big backlash from the fans, so that's not happening anymore. So now, what last time they said anything, it was going to be a continuation in the world of Big Trouble in Little China. Like, continue on in the world like they did with Jumanji. That was the what the producers had said, that work with The Rock, his $7 production company. And if you go to his IMDb page, he has 7 upcoming projects. 4 in development. That is Rock Savage. That's the new name. Doc Savage. And he's also working on sequels to The Jungle Cruise and San Andreas and another film called The King. They're all 4 who are in development. Then he has 3 others in production. And this one is called Red One, which does say it's coming out next year. This year, sorry, 2023. Then it says Red Notice 2, the unentitled Red Notice 2 sequel. And then it says Big Trouble in Little China. So that's currently in production, they say on there. But I'm not sure how up to date these pages get, or, well, I don't know. It could be anything. But let's say that's all it says. It lists the writers of the original film as the like the creators of the character, and then the producers that work with The Rock and Ashley Miller. That's all it really says. And the only star it says is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But it does have a tagline, and I believe this tagline has changed. I could be wrong, but it says action, comedy, fantasy, has all those sort of tags at the top. Then this is the line it says. It says, a truck driver and his new friend, comma, Jack Burton, comma, unite on a new adventure. The truck driver and his new friend, Jack Burton, unite on a new adventure. I think this is from that original screenplay when The Rock was going to play Jack Burton. But it's written in a very strange way, because if the lead of the character is The Rock and he's going to play Jack Burton, you don't start off with introducing his new friend. It could have just been badly written, but it should have read like Jack Burton and his new friend unite on a new adventure, or Jack Burton, a truck driver, and his new friend unite on a new adventure. But maybe if the truck driver is The Rock and his new friend Jack Burton, new friend, new adventure. It's interesting. You could take that as The Rock is not going to play Jack Burton, but he's going to play just another truck driver. And that's what I believe. That's what I've read in the past. But this makes it sound like Jack Burton's going to be there as well. And does that mean that Kurt Russell is going to play Jack Burton again? Now, that would be cool. I would love to see Kurt Russell play Jack Burton. I don't think they're going to do a script where you have The Rock and then another character called Jack Burton that's not played by Kurt Russell. I have no problem. I don't want anybody to play Jack Burton. This has nothing to do with The Rock not playing Jack Burton. It's anybody. And it's not, the only theory is that what we have is with The Rock, Rock's films now, that it all becomes about him. And yes, we will have one day, somebody will come along and take over the role of Jack Burton. You know, it's inevitable. So I have to sort of be realistic and not be negative about it. And it has nothing, it's just that, it's like when they try and pick the new James Bond films, James Bond, not exactly the same, I know, but not exactly the same. But sometimes they don't go through characters or actors who are too big, so it's going to be very difficult for like Tom Hardy to become James Bond, whatever you think. And I'm not going to get down that argument because he's too big of a star. When Daniel Craig became James Bond, he wasn't as big as Tom Hardy is today. And but I just don't know if you could have, it's such a different character, it's like such a different character, Jack Burton, to other films. If you imagine like Indiana Jones or something like that, maybe because it's more personal to me, this film. But I've been trying now to figure out if I would like to see Kurt Russell and Dwayne Johnson be in Big Trouble in Little China, because then it becomes Jack Burton as the side character, because it has to star The Rock. But there's nothing on, and they have met, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kurt Russell. They were on the Fast and Furious movies. They have been talking. There was some sort of talk. They have talked about things while on set, and I do believe that Kurt Russell hasn't retired from acting, which was the rumour after the Christmas Chronicle movies. That was going to be his last roles, but now he's going to be in the new series with his son and the Godzilla series on Apple TV. So he's still going. And if they're going to do a big movie with The Rock and they want Jack Burton back into it, you know, they would pay the right. They're going to have some money to spend and they could probably get him back. And, you know, who can blame him for doing it? But I do find that interesting to think of them two playing off each other in a movie. And it could work. I mean, I try never to be negative, but it's not really what I would like to see from this series continuation. If you can get Kurt Russell back, just work on getting Kurt Russell and Dennis Dunn back together. And I always think it'd probably work better as a TV series. But maybe a lot of people don't want that. But we've still got James Hong. We can get him back in to play in Lo Pan. I always thought a good title would be Big Trouble in Little China, The Curse of Lo Pan. And then you'd have Jack and Wang's children coming in as well. They'd probably have children and taking over some of the other roles. But so that's what I can feel from my IMDb page about Big Trouble in Little China 2. That doesn't mean that anything on here is correct. I think that can be changed by the public, but it is they do try to, on a page like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who I've said so many times this episode, these pages, they do probably try to make it as accurate as they can, because they know a lot of people will be reading it than other pages. But I could be wrong about that, but I do find that a very strange tagline. A truck driver and his new friend Jack Burton unite on a new adventure. But if that was the tagline, you would have another truck driver, then his new friend, he would have met Jack Burton on the way, which would be in The Rock, and they unite for a new adventure. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking way too deep into this. It would be very interesting to see what's going to happen, if anything, and I will be looking constantly on for any updates. But I just wonder now, with the thing with Black Adam not working out for sequel wise, this may end up. And it does say in production as well, so that makes it. But as there's nobody else connected to it, it's just got to be still in the script stage, and I think they would have brought on new writers over the years to work on it. But I could be wrong. So there's just some sort of thing. If you want to comment, send me a message or something, or Instagram me about what your thoughts on Kurt Russell and The Rock playing together in Big Trouble in Little China 2. Thanks for listening.
If you want to contact me, email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Also, go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at biggertroubleinlittlechina. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. Just join Patreon. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for just £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind the scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out. patreon.com/biggertrouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram or email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
It's all in the reflexes. We'll be right back.